Scott, it's good to have you here, as always. So tell me, what's your favorite of the restaurants that you've reviewed lately?
I've reviewed some pretty good restaurants lately, but one that really stands out, I think, is a place called Finesse, which is up in Lake Mary. Kind of a small place, but it's got a lot of style to it. And it's owned by a husband-wife team. And, you know, there's just... You know when you go to a restaurant that the people involved in it really enjoy what they're doing, and that just comes across here.
Well, what kind of food are you going to get at Finesse?
It's the cuisine that we usually call Creative American because we don't know what else to call it.
Okay.
One of the things I really liked, one of the appetizers was saffron mussels. Ooh. And so it's a mussel steamed with a little bit of saffron. What I really liked about it was that there was a little bit of sausage almost in every... They didn't put them in there, but they just kind of fell in there. And so you got the nice chewy mussel and a little bit of chewy sausage as well. And the saffron and the broth just made it so good.
That sounds great. What kind of entrees do they have?
Entrees, they had a chimmy skirt steak that was pretty good. You know, a skirt steak can be a little tough to do and tough to eat sometimes mm-hmm. if you don't do it right. But this was just right. A little bit of chew to it, which you expect that. But then you got the chimichurri sauce, which added a little bit of peak to it and a little bit of garlic in the flavor. And it was very nice.
Is this a pricey restaurant?
No, not at all. I think most of the entrees are going to be under $20.
Oh, that sounds like a pretty good deal. What else? What else is out there that's new and exciting?
Well, new is Draft Orlando, and it's right across from the new Amway Center Arena. I mean, really, really close to it. It's right on Church Street. And there I had drunken chicken. Well, it's called Draft because, you know, it's not you know, nothing to do with the Army. It's about... it's
or the these, NBA
yeah,
draft.
Yeah, well, there you go. it's one of these places that has the row and row and row of the taps.
Draft beers.
Beers, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so one of their specialties is something called drunken chicken.
Appropriately.
That's marinated in one of the ales. And it came out really nice and tender. And it was served with a little baby bok choy and mashed potatoes. I was impressed.
So I'm always a little suspicious of a place that seems like maybe more a bar than a restaurant. Is it a bar or a restaurant?
You know,
or?
I think that's one of the things they really need to work out a little bit here. That you go in and you say, this is a bar. And even when you're sitting in the little the space that's designated more as the dining area, you still feel that you're in a place where you really should be having more to drink than to eat. And that's a shame because I think they do a really good job with the food.
Okay, so, do you have a third choice, a third place you like?
You know, a place that has been around for a long, long time, Jack's Place, down on International Drive and in the Rosen Center Hotel. The conceit of the place is that it's covered with caricatures. And everyone probably knows that Harris Rosen is the owner of the Rosen Hotel chain. Well, all these caricatures were drawn by his father. Harris claims that this is the largest collection of celebrity caricatures in the world. The food has always been kind of, fine. You know, steaks, what are you going to do? And this was...
So it's a steakhouse mainly.
Mainly a steakhouse. Mm-hmm. So this was one of the places that you figure, okay, well, they've got that restaurant for the people who are too lazy to go out and really find food. But they seem to have decided that this is a place where they could really start offering a better quality product. A better menu. And so they went to their chef, Michael McMullen, who is a very talented chef, knows what he's doing, and said, let's shake things up and let's start doing a better job. And so he's gone in and he's really raised the level of the quality of the food. And of course, we're still talking steaks, but we're talking a really good steak.
All right, Scott. Well, hopefully our listeners will check out some of these places that you've been lately. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.